Welcome back to our Coach Speak program here on 95.7 KQWC as we are wrapping up our program here on this Monday evening. Going to leave off talking with Roland Story, head boys cross country coach. Brad Dedek talks to us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet. Glad to be here.
So as we take a look here at your squad, you finished ninth at your home meet last Thursday with a really tough field coming in. Some really quality programs competed at that home invite for your squad. And looking at the results, obviously your bell cow, who's been kind of your bell cow all year, in freshman Corbin Lucchesi, 18-16-09, finishes 16th in a very, very good field that competed at that home meet on a Thursday. Just in his freshman campaign, what might be the most impressive thing or two that you've seen from Corbin Lucchesi throughout his freshman year?
Well, it's just the fact that he's a freshman and he's been a pretty solid leader for us. He goes out and he got another career PR. And we had several the other night too, which, again, like you said, with the competition to get ninth, it was a little tough, but they're running well. So he's been our spearhead. Last year, in eighth grade in our summer program, he came and ran with us, and so knew he was going to be good because he was running with our front runners even last summer. So he's continued that this year, and he works hard in practice and brings the others along with him.
And looking at the rest of your squad, it's a mix. It's a good mix of youth and veterans. You know, some athletes that have been there before, such as Evan Voga, is one that stands out stands out upon the page. And then you have some younger guys like Henry Dalston as well, and then the older brother of Corbin Lucchesi as well, and Cole Lucchesi. He's a senior as well this year. Just when you look at the mix of youth and veteran on this team, what kind of an atmosphere does that make for your squad? Meet in, meet out, and how has it helped your squad as the year has gone along?
Well, just the fact that, you know, there is a bit of a mixture, and my seniors have been really good leaders. Even if they're not the fastest, they are really good at getting things going in practice and just outstanding leaders as far as work ethic in practice and character on and off the field. Just outstanding guys. They've been a lot of fun, and I enjoy coaching them.
And taking a look here at the schedule for this week, you guys are at the Nevada Cross Country Invitational coming up tonight over at Indian Creek Country Club, and you guys follow that up with a second meet this week on Thursday night. You're over at Perry for the Leon Fox Invite against some of the Des Moines schools as well that will be competing at that Perry Invitational. Coming into tonight for this Nevada meet and going into Thursday for this the Perry meet, what are some things that you would like to see now as we get into the back half of the regular season? You want to see your team really step up and focus on improving it?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had meets in the past where maybe Perry isn't the flattest, but we've had several personal records there as well, so we're hoping to see that coming up this week. Tonight, want to get out there and do well, but there's a few more hills on this course, so I'm not expecting as many records tonight as normal, but we're going to start tapering off some of our harder practices and lifting as we head towards state qualifying meet, and hoping to do well as we get down towards the end of things.
Well, Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck tonight in Nevada, and good luck on Thursday over in Perry.
All right, thank you.
Yep, that was Brad Dedek, the head cross-country coach of the Roland Story Norseman boys here on our Coach Speak program. That's going to do it for us on this Monday evening. We'll take you back to normal programming here on 95.7 FM.